Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen from Majestic Cinemas, Port Macquarie, Nambucca Heads and Sawtell.
Yes, and here he is. Good morning, John Michael.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Holiday Coast.
Ah, gee, we've lost one of the stars of Frasier during the week, John Mahoney. He was a much-loved talent.
He was by everybody. People who work with him loved him. He came from Blackpool, would you believe, in Lancashire.
Yeah.
And went to America when he was about 19 or 20. But not only did he have a great career in, with what was 12 seasons or something of Frasier, playing the dad, the irascible old dad, but he was also an acclaimed theatre actor. And believe it or not, he did a play just a few months ago, not long before he died. But everybody's been paying tributes to him as saying that he was really one of the nicest people you could ever work with, and that he was really loved by people. You know, Kelsey Grammer said that he felt he was my father. He said, I really loved him. David Hyde Pierce, Jane Leaves, all of them paid tribute, and all his theatre colleagues as well. So it's very nice when you go that people would say the lovely things they've said about John Ma. Now, you said Mahoney. Of course, they used to pronounce it Marnie.
Marnie, of course,
yeah. I'm sure they pronounce, being American, they'd say Mahoney, but I remember I went to kids with school with that spelling, and it wasn't Mahoney, it was Marnie.
That's right. Philip Noyce, great Australian. Now, he's got a new TV series on the way.
Well, he's directing the pilot for Gone Baby Gone. Remember Gone Baby Gone, the Ben Affleck movie?
Yep, yep.
That, they're doing a television series based on it. Now, Phil, just not long ago, did the pilot for a series that's gone into production, and a medical series. Now, the great thing about that is, of course, if the series goes into production, the director gets a percentage for a long time for future episodes. In fact, a friend of mine who's done a couple of successful pilots, Australian, has done very nicely out of his royalty payments because when the show goes into production, you know, you created the you did the pilot that was good enough for people to want to buy, you know, the networks to want to buy. So you get a piece of the action, which is pretty good. But Phil Noyce, of course, is a wonderful character. I don't know whether you've ever met Philip, but he is really a character. And, of course, one of the great Aussie films that he did was Newsfront many years ago. And, of course, he also did a lot of those Jack Ryan movies in, the action-adventure films in, Patriot Games and things like that in America. Yeah. So he has a sterling career. But anyway, Gone Baby Gone, which was a very a complicated film, but did very well. Now, he just did the pilot for a series called The Resident, which is a medical series, and that's going into production, I think, on the Fox Network, not the Fox News Network, the Fox Entertainment Network.
Yep. Good stuff.
So we'll be making some money out of that.
Now, one of the most fascinating places you can visit if you're ever in Vegas is the Neon Sign Museum.
They've got, when they pull down various structures with great neons,
they do all the time.
All the time, yes. They don't throw the neons away. There's an actual neon museum, a big outdoor thing where those great neon signs flash away at night or during the day as well, and you can wander around and look at some of the great iconic scenes, signs that certainly lit up Vegas over the many, many decades that going back to the 50s when Vegas first really made its mark on the entertainment map. Now, the funny thing, Melbourne, I don't know about Sydney, but Melbourne used to have lots of great neon signs. There's hardly any left. I think, when I look at the Ginza, or I look at the, places in Asia with their neon signs lighting up the streets, I don't know how they pay. If they had the power bills we have to pay in Australia, you wouldn't be able to afford to do it. I think a lot of people here have cut their neon simply because they can't afford to flash them anymore. And I have to say, Melbourne at night, you go into downtown Melbourne at night, it's like some parts are like the Black Isle of Calcutta. there's no lighting at all. And I remember when I was a kid, There were some fabulous neon signs in Melbourne, but they've all gone.
I know what you mean, John Michael. Time has beaten us, but you have a great week, and we shall talk to you for Kieran and the Machine at Majestic same time next week.
Thanks very much, Mark. See everyone. Come on, eh?